Who was this man who is still so loved today? How did he become the great lover? And how did the great lover become a legend? Two significant events in motion picture history occurred in 1895. The birth of Rudolph Valentino in May, and the birth of film itself. It was March in Paris, France, when the Lumière brothers, Auguste and Louis, began filming slices of everyday life with their cinematograph, a camera, printer, and projector all in one. On December 28th, they hosted the world's first public screening, paving the way for film pioneers like Georges Méliès and Thomas Edison. On May 6th, in the small town of Castellaneta, Italy, Rodolfo Alfonso Raffaello Pierre Philibert Guglielmi di Valentina di Antonguola was born. His effect on the film industry would be felt 26 years later, when he introduced a new kind of hero to the silver screen. In August, Natasha boarded a train for New York to seek distribution for her film. Within days, the couple publicly declared a marital vacation from one another.
It was a tortuous love affair that eventually ended.
In November, Valentino attended the premiere of The Eagle with a publicist from United Artists. It was a mob scene as fans jockeyed for a moment with their idol. The love of his fans only underscored the pain he felt inside as he boarded a ship for France, hoping to save his marriage. The two met in Nice, where Natasha dashed any hope of reconciliation, filing for divorce in December. A sad Valentino spent Christmas in Italy with his family before returning home alone. On January 18, 1926, Natasha was granted a divorce, and Rudy began life as Hollywood's most eligible bachelor. He reconnected with friends and rejoined the Hollywood scene. He told the press he wouldn't remarry before 1930. When the studio suggested that Valentino do Son of the Sheik, he surprised everyone by saying yes. He'd just spent the last 5 years trying to distance himself from the role that made him a star. But Valentino was heavily in debt, and such a sequel promised to deliver huge profits. Filming began on the United Artists lot in February. Happily, the director was George Fitzmaurice, and Vilma Bankey agreed to play his love interest. In July, Valentino traveled to San Francisco, and then Chicago to promote Son of the Sheik. Once again, his manhood was called into question in the press when an unknown writer suggested that he used face powder.